How would you feel if the iconic role of Dale Kerrigan was played by Leonardo DiCaprio, or if Meryl Streep's acting chops were on show as Mrs. Rafter? This could well be the case if proposed changes to the Foreign Performer Certification Scheme guidelines are adopted. These changes could affect the way producers can hire international talent for Australian taxpayer-funded projects. The Save Spaces for Aussie Faces campaign hopes to ensure that this won't happen. Simon Whipp, Director of Actors Equity, the organisation representing the interests of Australian and New Zealand performers, told Jess Wingard all about the campaign.
The new reforms could mean that on a show like Packed to the Rafters, where at the moment the rules require that the cast be 100% Australian, up to 50% of the cast could be from overseas. And unfortunately, the likelihood is that it wouldn't be the Leonardo DiCaprios and the Meryl Streeps who are going to be working on a show like Packed to the Rafters in Australia, but we're talking about very much the D-grade and F-grade equivalents of Meryl Streep and Leonardo DiCaprio who we'd be bringing out to work on the shows in Australia.
Now, well, shouldn't the hiring of actors really be based on talent rather than place of birth?
Look, we're happy to for Australian performers to stand up alongside, in terms of quality, their international counterparts, and indeed I think they do. Jackie Weaver this year, of course, received an Oscar nominee along with her international counterparts. But in this part of the industry, we're talking about an area where the government has intervened, either in terms of providing for local content regulation or has provided direct finance or indirect finance for productions to occur. And those productions have been mandated by the government to occur not because they're wanting to employ cast and crew, but because they're wanting Australia to have the right to express itself as a nation culturally in the way it does when it funds writers to write, artists to paint, and so on, through the Australia Council, or directors to direct plays and employ actors on stage. There's a cultural mandate there that the Australia as a nation has a right to produce cultural product, and that cultural product should reflect the lives of the people in the country and should allow us to be proud about the nation who we are.
Well, how will these new changes place Australia's industry in comparison to the rest of the world?
Well, all of our overseas counterparts, in terms of the United Kingdom, Canada, the United States, New Zealand, all have similar restrictions on the use of overseas actors in their countries. Of course, the situation in each of their countries is different. Our rules reflect the nature and size of our industry, and the rules in the United States reflect the nature and size of their industry. For example, in the United States, the rules relate to whether a performer is of international distinction and merit. If a performer is of international distinction and merit, then the rules do allow that performer to work in their jurisdiction. So, for example, Jeffrey Rush has no difficulty working in the United States. The difference is the size of our industries. Their industry is only about generating money. It is the reason the industry exists, and it is the largest export earner for the United States. Our industry exists not because it's about generating money. Yes, in some cases, financially successful production does occur, but our industry exists only because the government has intervened to mandate for it to exist for cultural reasons. The creation of local content rules and the subsidy of film and television production.
Now, will online content be affected by these proposed changes?
Well, it will be. At the moment, the rules would indicate that only in the most exceptional circumstances would it be appropriate for a performer to come from overseas to work in Australian government-funded online content. Under the proposed rules, that would be opened up significantly.
Now, the Save...
Obviously, that is the way of the future.
The Save Spaces for Aussie Faces campaign. Now, what are you ultimately hoping to achieve from this?
Look, what we're hoping to achieve is an outcome which is agreed between the industry, government and performers. That's what was achieved in the 1990s, an agreed outcome on what the immigration rules should be for performers between the industry, the government and performers, and we're hoping the same can be achieved here. We're not wanting a scenario where The rules are significantly opened up without any consultation with us. We're very happy that the government has now instituted a formal consultation process, and we're hopeful that that will result in an agreement between all of the relevant parties.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the media show that airs every week across the country on community radio. It's The Fourth Estate.